That's Khan, Shana Rebbe. Over here, Rebbe learned this new Yisoid, that Rebbe learned from this Mishnah. Rebbe tells us the Yisoid, that HaKoyol Lebal HaMoiz. Whenever we have a doubt who deserves to get the extra money, it goes back to the owner of the money. And over here, the owner, the original owner of the field, is the Yorshim. She's collecting from the Yorshim. So therefore, the extra money goes back to the Yorshim. So Rashi says like this, Khan Shana Rebbe Vishnaseinu Lamadna Rebbe. And our Mishnah, Rebbe was us in the Mishnah, is teaching us this Yisoid. That HaKol HaBalamois, that means HaShaleya HaShlucha LeShuk LeSchayra. If you send somebody with your money to the Shuk to buy something, V'lokach Mazul, that you gave the guy $10, and he made a good deal, he bought something worth $30 for the $10. It is HaKol HaBalamois. Who gets the extra $20? The original owner. The one that gave the $10, even though the Shliach made a good deal, but since it's the Mashalach's money, the whole profit goes to the Mashalach. And the person, the Shliach, can't say, was my deal. Here also, Lamaisa, the Almona, took the Yorshim's field. And she took a $100 field, and she made $200 out of it. So the profit goes back to the Yorshim. It's the Yorshim's profit. So it's considered like the Yorshim has $200, and she collected the $200, so she got a ksuba, that's it. She can't collect anymore. Just the opposite way, there we also have tainus on her. When she took a $200 field, and she sold it and only got $100, we tell her, listen, you ruined it. You took a $200 field. Who asked you to sell it for $100? So you lost out for yourself, therefore you can't collect anymore. Now, call upon him, the other way was the main kasha. That when she has a gain, let the gain go to herself. That's Rabbi Chiddush here, no. That since the original money was the Yorshim's, any gain from that money goes to the original owner, the Yorshim. And now we bring down a machlokes amayim of this. Kidatanya, we learned like this. Hoisifuloi achas yisera is hakel l'shliach divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Hoisifuloi means if you go down, you give somebody $10 to buy you $10 worth of eggs. And when he goes to the store man gives him an extra egg. If the store man added on another extra egg, so who keeps it? The shliach has the right to keep it. If you know, like it's like a matana, the store man knows what he's doing, he knows he's only receiving $10, and he gave an extra egg as a present, so it's a swear he gave the present to the shliach. That's the Yudishita. Rabbi Yossi Yoimino, Cholkin, that they divide the profit equally. This extra egg divides up between the Mishalach and the Shliach. Fred Gemara Ivo Tani, we learned the opposite way. Rabbi Yossi Yoimer HaKur LaBalamois. Yossi says, no, the whole profit, if there's any extra gain, when the Shliach went to buy something for you, and the person gave him extra money, everything goes back to the Mishalach, to the Balamois, the one that sent him. So, of course, the steering of Yossi alone. And the Gemara now, Amarami Machoma. Like Kash, I'll tell you, there's no steering of Yossi alone. His Agav, Rebbe, is passing like Rebbe Yossi. And in Rebbe Yossi, the Pshat is like this. That there's a difference. Kan v'dover sheyesh lekitzva, kan v'dover shein lekitzva. If there's an exact amount, kitzva means there's an exact amount. Let's say we know a dozen eggs is a dollar. So if I give you $10, you know you're supposed to get back 10 dozen eggs. It's a kitzva. If the storekeeper gives you 10 dozen and another egg, that extra egg is a pshat, is clearly it's a present. So Matani's giving you. It's not the pshat is giving you more for your dollar, because it's the exact amount how much you get for the dollar. It's called he's giving you a present. So when he's giving you a present, then the Rebbe says it's a machlekes. It's chokim, we divide it. We don't know for sure, we have a suffix, who he meant to give the present to. Did he mean to give the present to the Mashalach, the one that sent you? Or did he mean to give the present to the Shliach, the one that came right now? And then the Rebbe says chokim. They divide it equally. But Kan Bedar V'Shem L'Kitzva. Let's say there's no, you buy something that you don't sell exactly a dollar a dozen. You sell, you give. So such a thing, if he adds a little bit more, then we don't say the pshat is that he's giving a present. But rather, what he's adding on more, that's adding on to the sale. So the original person that gave $10, instead of giving this much, is giving a little bit more for that sale. The rest is like karka. When you buy property, there's no exact amount for the property. So let's say you gave $100 to buy the field. And really this field is worth $110. When the guy gives you this field for $110, it's not the pshat, he's giving you $10 worth of a present. But rather, for your $100, he's selling you a $110 field. So there the money, the profit goes straight to the Meshalach, the one that owns the money, because he's the one that's buying it. If I sent $100 with my Shliach, and now when the Shliach buys the field, and the person gives him $110 field, then the Yeshi says the whole profit goes back to the Meshalach, the one that sent the money. Because it's pshat that he's selling now this extra for the sale. So the sale is to the person who gave the money, goes to him. And that's true now Mishnah also. When this Isha took the $100 field and got $200 for it, the person paid $200 for this field now. Whose field was it? It was the Yashim's field. Therefore, we look as if the $200 goes straight back to the Yashim. And she's collecting the money from the Yashim. Says so, they have a right to say, listen, you collected your ksuba, you can't get any more money. And Amar Rav Papa says, that's Takad Aloch Hilchus. So what's the Aloch? Like this terms from the Yasi. That of Vishyesh Le Kitzva Chokin. If it's something that you buy for an exact amount, a dozen eggs for a dollar, and for $10 you get 10 dozen, he gave you a little bit more, then for sure the extra is a present. Because we know for $10 you get 10 dozen. The extra eggs is a present, you say Chokin, divide it equally. But of Vishyesh Le Kitzva, when you buy property, it's no exact amount that this field is worth 100. I wanted 100, and now for this field, I'm paying you 110. So there we say, Akel Balamois. The pshat is the extra value of the field is for the sale, and therefore it goes to the person that owns the money. That's what the Papa says. For the Gemara, my Kamashmalon, what's the Papa telling us? We just learned this. That was only about Chomes Teretz. And the Gemara Poshna, Chinuya, the Shanina, and Chinuyahu. Mitzvah says the Papa also agrees to that Teretz. That's Takad Alocha. Even though Rami Racham has said this teretz already, he's not like saying a new teretz. He's just saying over this teretz the way he just explained. Rabbi Yossi, I also hold that's the real pshat. And that's what Paskin, that's Pakad Astalach is this way. In Boyaliyu, we have a question like this. What's going to be Omalei Zovin Li Lischa? A person, a rich person, has a lot of fields. He tells his servant, go and sell for me one of my fields. And I want you to sell a Lischa, that's a measurement of a field. That's how much of a field I want you to sell. Lischa Rashi says, Chatzikur. That's a Chatzikur. So the rich man told the servant, sell for me this much amount of a field. Now what happened was, the Ozal V'Zovan Lekura. The servant now went and sold the field. He didn't sell a Chatzikur, half of a Kur, but he sold the whole Kur worth. That's what he sold. So Shaila is, what's the luck with this Mechira? The person that bought this field, does he have a right to keep it or not? My. Moisif al-Dvaravu. Do we say when he sold now the complete kur, not only a chatzi kur, but he sold the whole kur, do we say the extra half that he sold, it's called like he added on an extra half to what the Bailim told him. Therefore, v'lischa miyokani, but the first half that he sold, that's a good sale. In other words, the owner told me to sell half of the kur. Now I sold the whole kur. We look as if a whole kur means a half a kur and a second half of a kur. Therefore, the first half that I sold is a good sale. That I have a right to sell. It's only the second half I don't have a right to sell. Oiduma, maybe not. That's not the way we look at it. Oiduma, ma'vir al-dvaravu. We say the servant is not listening to his master and he has no right to sell anything. V'lischanami lekoni. And therefore, the person that bought this whole kur has no right to keep anything. Because the servant had no right to sell it. The master only gave permission to sell a chatzi kur. And he went and sold the whole kur's worth of the field. So that's called different than what the owner told him. He had no right to do it, and the mechir is not chal at all. That's the shayla. When you add on more what the Baal HaBos tells you, is it called something new, or just you're adding on to what he said? Is Omar Rav Yaakov in our pocket? Mishmei the Ravina. The name of Ravina said like this. Tashma, come and bring your proof. The loch in the Gemara in Milo, that Oma Balabayas Lishluchai, a Balabas, the owner of the house, told his servant that there were guests in the house, so he told his servant, Tain Len Chaticha Liorchim. I want you to take from this meat here, there were a few pieces of meat, but the master, the owner, told the servant, take one piece of meat here and give it to the Orchim Teet. Fuoimer, now the servant went and told the guests, Tarlushtaim. He entered and said, you know what, you could take two pieces of meat. Fehein not lushalish. And when they went down to take the actual meat, they took three pieces of meat. That's what happened. So the Gemara says, kula molu. They're all over the Yisamila. What comes out later is we found out that this meat was basa kochim, and they all made a mistake. They were shoyge. They didn't realize that they ate kochim. Halacha is they're all mole. They have to bring a korban mila. They went there and they had enjoyment from hegdish b'shoyge. So it says kula molu. All three of them, the balabos, the servant, and these orchim, the guests that are eating it, they're all over the istamila. The question is why? It's very good if you can tell me that when the servant told them to take two pieces of meat, and the pshat is like this: one piece of meat is because the master told me you could take a piece of meat. So the servant is doing the shliach of the master, and there's a klal of yesh shlichus b'mila. So it's as if the master gave them permission to take out one piece of meat. So when they eat one piece of meat, that's the shlichus of the mishalach of the master. So it's called like the master was also over the yisamila. Mishamachi balabai yisamol. That's why it's very good. Why the balabas himself is also over an yisamila. El abot. Iyamit, if you want to tell me. Mavir al devor of heve. No. But the balabas says give one piece of meat. And the servant told him to take two pieces. When he says take two pieces like a new commandment, he's not listening to the balabas. It's called something new. It's called his giving a new command of two. It has nothing to do with what the balabas said. If so, am I mole? If so, why is the balabas over the yisamila? Like the shliach didn't listen to the balabas. For your tanaim, we learn like this: Hashliach shosa shlichusoi balabayis mole. If the shliach, the master, tells the servant, take this meat and eat it, and the servant listened and did what the balabas told him, so he's doing his shlichus. So he said, there's a chiddush akro that you say yesh shlichus by mila. So consider like the balabas ate the meat, and the balabas has the yesh mila. He has to bring the korban. But it says, what about lo yosa shlichus shliach? Let's say the shliach did not listen to the balabas. The balabas told him, take this piece of meat, and he went ahead and took a different piece of meat by himself. Then the halacha is shliach mol. Who's over the yisamila? Only the shliach, because the mishalach didn't do anything. The shliach didn't listen to him. He didn't do what he told him. So his doing is not considered like the person's, the mishalach's doing. So therefore, it's the shliach doing by himself. Therefore, the shliach is mol. So here also, when the master told the shliach, told the servant, give one piece of meat, and he told him to take two, if you could tell me when he adds on more, it's still like he's doing something completely new, not just adding on to what the balabas told him. So he's not listening to the balabas at all. If he's not listening to the balabas, there should be no ila, miss isamila for the balabas. And here it says the balabas does get an isamila. So here you see clearly, when the shliach adds on more than he's supposed to, the pshat is, the amount that the balabas told him is called he's listening. He's doing. He's just adding on a little bit more. So therefore it's good why all three of them are over the yisamila here. The mashalach is for the first piece of meat. The shliach is for the second piece of meat. And the yorchim is for the third piece of meat that they took by themselves. So verse says, no, maybe there's no proof here. I'll tell you, hokav v'mayaskina, you know what we're talking about over here? Hokav v'mayaskina, di yom aluhu. We told him, tulu achas midaita shemalabayis. That when the servant told the guest to take two pieces, he told them clearly like this: one piece of meat, the master gave me permission to tell you. The yachas midaiti, and the second piece, I'm giving you permission. The shoklu in the class, and they took three pieces of meat. So in this case here, we have no proof. Here for sure, since the servant told them that the master only said one piece, and I'm telling you a second piece, here for sure, he's only being moistif al devorov. Because he's saying clearly, I'm telling you exactly what the master told me. So the first piece you take, that's like we're all a shliach for the master. It's called like the master did it. The second piece is on my achrayis. It's called like I did it. And the third piece that the orchim takes, it's their achrayis. So here we have no raya when he doesn't speak out. Half is like he said. Like the master said, sell me half of the kur. And he went and said, I'm selling you a whole kur. We still have a suffix west alocha. So Tosh Shema, come and bring your proof. Says, na mishnam, hoy saksuba samana. If the chaksub was worth $100, she went and took a field that was worth $101. And she sold it for $100. The lachra is machra bottle. What she did was bottle. The Yoshma had to come and get that field back. She had no right to sell this field that's worth more than she was supposed to sell. So my love, isn't it? Tizovin shove monor, vidinor b'mona v'dinner. That really what she did was she sold this $101 field for $101. Oh my b'mona, what do we mean to say 100? B'mona shalah just means that $100 she's keeping, and the next $1 she give back. Oh my afilu, what does it mean afilu? That afilu hi omeres achzer es adin liyoshim. Even if b'dinah or mikakoi, even if she says, listen, true, I sold this field that's worth $101. And I got $101. And I give you back the extra dollar more than I took. Still, it doesn't help. Tony, it says, mochra bottle. We say the mecher is bottle. So what do you see? Sheila Meister sold the field more than she was supposed to. She has a right to sell a field only worth $100. And she sold the field worth $101. So we say the whole mecher is bottle, and the whole property goes back to the Yoshim. The question is why? We should say the extra dollar's worth, true. That she had no right to sell. It's called like she's adding on to the ksuba more than she's supposed to. But the first $100 worth that she sold, l'chur, that she has a right to sell. So why don't we say that much of the mechir is chal? So l'chur, we have a right here, we have our proof here, that when the shliach adds more than he's supposed to, it's called he's doing something completely new. And this new thing he has no right to do? So Mar says no. That's not the pshat over here. I say the pshat over here is b'di oizel. The case here is where she didn't get a good buy. She sold $101 for $100. She made it cheaper. So that's why we have a right to get it back from her. That's what we're talking about. Trashy b'di oizel. Omeshemach ribot mocha botol. The tos ha-shemach reshav amana v'din amana. That's why here's different. Here she took $100 and a dinner's worth, and she sold it for $100. So she made a bad deal. So here the Yoshim have right to say, you don't have a right to sell such a field like that to make a bad deal. But it could be where she made a good deal. So she sold too much. It could be only the extra that she sold, that they get back, but not the original amount. Maybe they don't get it back. So Rosh says no.